Chapter 3. Animation. Early animation. Animation is an everyday part of our lives in the 21st century, but it really began in the 1930s, when Walt Disney created his first animated film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Disney took a big risk when he made this film. Many people said that audiences would not sit and watch a full-length cartoon film, but Disney refused to listen to them. Instead, he borrowed $1.5 million to make the film. He showed it for the first time in 1937 to a private audience in Hollywood. They stood up and applauded at the end. Disney's story, animation and music, was so exciting and different from anything they had ever seen before. When Disney Productions released the film to the public, it made more than $8 million, more than any film at that time. The studio released Snow White again during World War II, and it has been re-released many times since then. In 1993, the film was digitally restored, and in 2008, the American Film Institute decided that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the greatest animated film of all time. It might seem strange to us now, but in the 1930s, Donald Duck was more popular than Mickey Mouse. So Disney decided to do something very special and made Mickey the star of Fantasia, an animated version of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Snow White was so popular at that time that they wanted one of the dwarfs to play the part of the apprentice instead of Mickey Mouse. Walt Disney didn't listen to them, and he was right again. The soundtrack of Fantasia was classical music, and there was no conversation in the film. At first, people didn't really know what to think about it. It didn't feel or sound like a children's film at all, but it exposed children to classical music in a very interesting way. In the 1950s, Walt Disney found a new way to show this extraordinary film in episodes on television. These early TV episodes were in black and white, but the power of Disney's magic shone through and enchanted TV viewers just the same. Computer animated films. When the lights went down for the first screening of Toy Story in the United States on the 22nd of November 1995, audiences were very excited. It was the first full-length 3D computer animated film, and the most exciting thing to happen in the cinema since the introduction of color. Toy Story was made by Disney Productions and a very young company called Pixar. The Pixar team realized that technology alone was not enough to make a good animated film. Audiences wanted a good story with characters they believed in. Therefore, the writers of Toy Story created a friendship film between Woody, a toy cowboy, and the other toys. At first, the art team wanted to keep humans out of the film so you could hear them but not see them. Disney did this years before in films like Lady and the Tramp, 1955. This didn't seem to work, so in the end, audiences saw Andy, the human boy who owns the toys, and his family on screen. At first, the bosses at Disney Productions thought that the two main characters, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, weren't likable enough. But children and adults loved both characters, and Buzz and Woody's story continued in three more sequels. Toy Story inspired other filmmakers to make digitally animated films too. More than 250 computer animated films have been released worldwide since the revolutionary Toy Story. Live-action films. With special effects becoming more sophisticated in the 21st century, the demand for computer-generated animation is endless. Disney Productions decided it was time to update their classic, The Jungle Book, for the digital age. This is now one of the studio's most successful live-action remakes to date. The film is not just an updated version of the much-loved Disney classic. Like Toy Story, it offers something new in animation. The characters are darker, less likable, and undoubtedly scarier than the lovable characters in the cartoon version. Audiences who see The Jungle Book are not just watching animation, it's also a live-action film. That's because animated wild animals connect with a human boy called Mowgli. Mowgli is the only real element in the film. The rest is 100% digitally created. The effect of the two together is fascinating. Japanese animation. Anime is a form of animation that originated in Japan around 1917. Anime characters usually have large eyes, and they normally show exaggerated emotions. Unlike Western cartoons, anime is popular with adults as well as children and is watched by millions of people of all ages. Japanese animators were influenced by the success of Walt Disney's Snow White, and they produced The Tales, the first anime on TV in 1960. This characteristic art style became very popular in Japan, and its success soon spread all over the world. Most of the successful Japanese comics, known as manga, have been made into anime films. Noticeable among these was the widely successful Dragon Ball, which was adapted for TV, film, video games, and merchandise. The latest film, based on the Dragon Ball Super series, was released in 2018. One of the most profitable and record-breaking anime films of all time is Your Name, 2016, by Makoto Shinkai. This is the story of Taki, a teenage boy living in Tokyo, and Mitsuha, a teenage girl living in a rural town in Japan. Mitsuha and Taki are two total strangers living completely different lives. She dreams she is a boy living in Tokyo, while Taki dreams he is a girl from a rural town he has never visited. When Mitsuha makes a wish to leave her mountain town for the busy city of Tokyo, they swap bodies and become connected in a very strange way. Your Name is almost as successful as Frozen and Spirited Away. It wowed fans at the world premieres in Japan and the United States. We have come a long way from those early days of Snow White singing in her woodland forest, surrounded by sweet little animals.